Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. John Bafis is a Sacramento musician with a story to tell. He has been hospitalized and fighting for his life at times with a rare autoimmune blood disorder. He's had transfusions, surgery, and in a Facebook post on December 7th, he wrote, "I'm not fine. Far from it. No treatment that I have received has worked." John's band, Gentleman Surfer, toured in Japan in early November and released a new EP. But later in November, when he got sick, John went back into the studio. He recorded a new solo long-form piece titled Inflammation Superhighway and more music since. His health and his music have converged with urgency. So John said yes to my invitation to join me on Insight and talk about it, and here we are. Hi, John.
Hi.
So let's start with the diagnosis. Give me the name for this autoimmune blood disorder and explain what it's doing in your body.
Well, it goes by the name ITP. Idiopathic was the first letter of it, which generally originally meant that they kind of was a mysterious thing, but they've changed it to autoimmune or to immune thrombocytopenic, I believe it is, which means platelets, and then the P usually stands for papura, which is little red spots you get on your skin, which is internal bleeding on your skin.
And that's the bottom line here, is bleeding, bruising, and the root issue being platelets.
Basically, it means, yeah, they changed the immune, basically your immune system is destroying your own blood's platelets.
And your body has turned against itself. So talk about the platelets. What happens when your platelet count drops?
If they get really low, I start to see certain symptoms like I'll get blood blisters inside my mouth and cheeks. I get little red spots on my skin sometimes, bleeding in my gums. And it doesn't feel like much, honestly. But the main risks involved are internal bleeding, especially in your brain. So like if you're below 10, a count of 10, which is 10K per whatever unit they use, it's basically considered critical. Like a normal person has between 150 and 450, and I've been as low as 1. Mm. And so at that point in time, like you know, if you bump your head, you could have internal bleeding, hemorrhaging in your brain that won't stop. And then whatever happens from that.
So the transfusions you're getting are platelet transfusions, but you also...
Well, not exactly.
Okay. I've
gotten a couple platelet transfusions, but those aren't effective because just sticking platelets into someone's body when their body's eating them doesn't really do anything. They only last maybe an hour. So the kind of the protocol on platelet transfusions is they'll give them to you if you're actively bleeding or going into a surgery. But I've gotten a number of other types of infusions.
You have had a surgery that's recommended as one of the treatments.
Yeah, I had my spleen removed, which works in 70-80% of people. It didn't seem to work for me.
I want to go back to that December 7th post, and you wrote, "I've shown no response to a number of different first-line treatments and then failed second-line. My current third-line treatments are so far not showing any improvement. There are 3 different immunosuppressants as a fourth line." So there are layers and layers here. Is it possible that you have something different other than this ITP?
Well, anything's possible. The most frustrating thing about this is that it's kind of a mysterious thing. Like, a lot of doctors know the basic, this is what this probably is, but it's kind of different for everybody, and the way their bodies respond to different treatments and what triggered it especially is different for everybody, and how long it'll last. In a lot of adults it's chronic, and sometimes it resolves itself, sometimes it's resolved with the first treatment of an immunosuppressant like prednisone, which I've been on for a couple months. I'm weaning off. It hasn't done anything.
You just had a birthday, right?
I did. I had my spleen removed. Like, I was in the hospital on my birthday.
And you turned how old?
36.
So So doctors are saying that maybe you have a lifetime of rolling with this?
You know, maybe. It's hard to say. I honestly feel pretty hopeful that my immune system will sort this out. I'd be surprised if it didn't. It seems like a pretty big malfunction, you know, as far as something that has one job to do. Basically, the malfunction was, I don't know if we're talking about my trigger for this
yet. Well, let's go back to it. Let's talk about what happened and what you believe caused it.
Okay. Well, I'm 100% certain that this was caused by a flu vaccine. I went and got my flu shot at Kaiser on October 22nd, and I was in the ER by October 25th.
What had happened in those 3 days?
Well, the day after that night, I was really just so tired. I couldn't even keep my eyes open at 7 p.m. And I have gotten a flu shot before and felt a little sick. Most years I don't get them. But I thought it was weird how tired I was. The next morning, I had little red spots on my feet. And I thought, like, oh, great, I've got athlete's foot. And I'm about to go to Japan with athlete's foot. That's annoying. So
this was right before the tour.
This was, which I didn't end up going on. But then the next day, I had more of these spots, and they were kind of spreading all over my body. And then I started to think, like, oh, well, now I don't know what's going on. Now I feel like I'm getting shingles. But I also had bitten my lip and inside my mouth, and it swelled up into a big black blood blister.
Something
that's never happened
to me
was
definitely
before.
Going on.
And I thought, this is a really weird bunch of stuff going on here. And then that night, I woke up in the middle of the night with a nosebleed, which I've done before, like when I was a little kid and stuff. Usually dry air will do it once in a blue moon. But this was like, it took me like an hour to stop this nosebleed. It just wouldn't stop.
You are going through, I think, what's so common. Things start happening, and in our minds, we think, well, maybe it's this, maybe
yeah.
it's that, maybe it's okay. And then, I guess, what, you just have enough of a collection of concerns that you decide to go to the doctor?
Yeah, then it was a bunch of stuff. So then I just thought, okay, I need to go into my doctor. I couldn't get an appointment. So I ended up getting an appointment with a general practitioner I don't know at a different Kaiser. And I went in there, and it was Friday afternoon, and he said, we're going to want to do... He said, I can tell you right now, this isn't shingles, but I can tell you probably need to go to the ER right now because I want to do blood panel on you, but it's Friday afternoon, and that's not going to do any good in my office because I'm not going to get the results before we're closed. So I went to the ER and then was waiting there and got blood tests, and then they said, well, go in this room and now lay on this bed, and now we're going to hook you up to an IV. Now we might have to keep you for a few days. Now, they just kept, like, adding more, like, oh, now we need to talk to this doctor.
At any point, was anyone saying, here's what we really think is going on? Or were you saying, this is what I think is going on?
I had no idea what was going on. I knew that something weird happened to me because of that vaccine, because there was really no other, there was nothing else in that could have done it.
Has anybody since said to you, and I know you understand why I want to walk very carefully through this.
Sure.
Because it's important to know what science is saying and what doctors are saying and what you believe, you know, to look at the picture of
yeah.
all of it. Has anyone since said to you in your healthcare world, yes, there is a direct link and this probably happened, that there's a connection between your flu shot and your autoimmune disorder?
Well, I can say that, and this is probably somewhere in their training or something, no one has wanted to just straight up say, like, oh, yes, absolutely. And that's also because this is a thing that's different for everybody. But also, nobody has laughed me out of the room, like, when I say that's what I think did it. And some doctors have sort of humored me, too, on that, and they would agree, like, yeah, that does seem like the most likely culprit. But it's a tricky thing because according to some of them, there have only been like a very, very small number of cases reported of that being the exact cause. Like, I think the number someone gave me was like 24 reported cases out of however many tens of millions of flu shots people get. And out of those 24, in which I would be like 25, none of them had symptoms show up as quickly as mine. I think the closest was like 8 days, and I was in the hospital within 3 days. So it's like, you know, nobody is denying it, but nobody is giving me the full confirmation. They're kind of just saying, well, that might be it.
You're listening to John Bafis. He's a Sacramento musician, a member of the longtime band Gentleman Surfer. He's a dad to his 5-year-old daughter, Ella Day. On November 13th, after getting home from the hospital, you wrote, "I went into my studio and I began recording this piece as a way to express my whirlwind of emotions and keep my mind occupied in a constructive way. Your health became urgent." And by the way, in a few minutes, we are going to bring in an infectious disease specialist to join the conversation, and we'll explore this a little bit more. As your health got urgent, it seems your music, your need to record and make more music became urgent too. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely. I procrastinate a little bit, and I have a tendency to, I've got a lot of projects that I've done that, you know, recorded the basic tracks and stuff, just kind of sitting the files on my computer. And sometimes it's a little daunting to get in there and start mixing them and get them ready to go. And usually my daily music time is spent just practicing. So, but in this, yeah, in this case, it was like, well, I better finish these and, you know, because this might be it right here. So maybe I can get these few things out there floating around and see how good a job I can do.
I want to give everybody the awareness that even though we're talking softly to each other, this first piece has a lot of power to it. It's a percussion piece. It's 19 minutes long. It's a solo piece that has the genius title, Inflammation Superhighway. So here's a bit of the new music by John Bafis. If I close my eyes, John, I feel like I'm seeing kind of the torment and torture inside your body. I feel like I'm in there in all the crazy biology that must be going on.
Yeah, maybe. There's always a little bit of torment and torture inside me, but there's also a lot of joy in the piece, too.
So this 19...
That was sort of an abstract moment.
Yeah, what did you want? What are you saying with this piece? And it does move. That is a moment. But the piece does roll in waves and take you down different channels. I think it's interesting to listen to it as a full-length, continuous piece.
Yeah, I think that's the best way to do it. What am I saying? I'm just trying to get out a lot of how I was feeling at that time. And, you know, obviously, I was working on it for several days, so it wasn't just like this is one moment of emotions. It was just a lot of emotions. And, you know, some days I felt angrier than others, and some days I felt pretty relaxed and pretty hopeful. You know, there's one moment at the end of it that I was actually like in tears while I was playing the keyboard part just because it felt really beautiful and fitting to me, and That's something that's never really happened to me. I don't, like, cry while I'm tracking overdubs, but that time I did. It was weird.
We're going to listen to another piece of new music. This is a project called John's. It's you and saxophonist John Raskin. And this song is called Overly Self-Aware Insect. Music by John Bafis has been released. You can find it variety of locations. We're posting some leaks, but it's on Bandcamp as well.
Yeah, johnbafis.bandcamp.com. But I've also been uploading a lot of this stuff to the various digital platforms that I've never really done much of in the past. So you can find it on most of the streaming services and stuff.
Meanwhile, the band Gentleman Surfer has a new EP. It's titled Point Bag, and we're going to listen to a track called Herc Bags. Feeling sensitive to the fact that this might not be good morning music for some people.
I'm sure it is. It's like a cup of coffee.
Is it? It's great percussion, though. I've heard your music over the years, and I think this is some of the best that you've composed. But
thanks.
Playing percussion and having so much emotion and so much going on in your life is a really good formula, isn't it?
It's the best.
Yeah. So where are you? How's life day to day?
Right now, it's pretty good. You know, before, there's still this kind of like, you might end up in the ER today, depending on what, I get a blood test every week. But I've been feeling pretty good last few weeks, especially since I'm healing from the surgery. I've been kind of strengthening back up and doing some long walks and moving around a lot more. I have been playing for the most part, the whole time, other than being in the hospital.
There's a lot of social media. Your partner, Tricia, posts, you post, and you've been up front with people. How is the feedback and the response in the social media world?
It's really good. I've been, like, really surprised, and it's really heartwarming. I don't even know some of the people that are responding, you know, and some of them are people I haven't seen in 20 years that I went to junior high with. And some of them are, you know, people that I haven't seen in a long time. Some are people that are friends of friends. And it's just been really neat because I didn't know I had this much support in town. You know, I've always kind of just felt like my own little outsider kind of entity floating around. But this has been really cool. Unexpected, but all the positivity really helps a lot, honestly. I think it's one of the most powerful things the human body can experience as far as trying to heal itself.
Interesting, right?
Better than a lot of modern medicine, in my opinion.
For the battle you're in right now. And what are you saying to your daughter? She's 5 years old, so how are those conversations?
They're fine, I think mainly because I don't look sick.
You don't?
If I were, you know, laid out in a bed all the time, it'd probably be a little trickier. She's fine. She's been real positive. The only concerns she's asked are like, Dad, do you live in the hospital now? You know, stuff like that, which is kind of sad. But she's kind of a champion. She's really been taking it in a very positive way.
Well, let's continue this conversation. Again, I thank you for being willing to be here to talk about it, for people to hear what the struggle has been, what you believe happened. We're going to be joined by UC Davis infectious disease specialist, Dr. Dean Blumberg, and we're going to explore a little more about what's going on with your health. So stay with us. Thank you, John.
Sure.
You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio.